All right, 3 o'clock. The Godfather is with us. He's also got his sodium now. He's eating his sub sandwich. He's very ready to roll.
Ready to go.
So let's get the conversation kind of centered. Obviously, the news this weekend, the draft of the notice of allegations to Michigan. Okay, so it's, yes, there's new stuff in there. I mean, Sherrone Moore deleting 52 texts with Connor Stallions the day the report came out. Sorry, problematic. The fact that they finally confirm what we all knew, Connor Stallions was on CMU's sideline when they played State. Which, by the way, F CMU, and I hope State never plays them again, and I hope they have to go Division II. They're a disgrace. The whole athletic department, that clown-ass Coach McElwain, the whole thing, that school ought to burn to the ground. But that's not what we're focused on. It's the whole idea that this draft, which is subject to change, it says the driving force behind this is Michigan's continual refusal to cooperate.
Right.
And that is why this gets dragged out and worse and worse. So look, we started the show very simply, Mike. If you're in the Michigan cult and you believe they did nothing wrong, I'm not here to convince you otherwise. I can't talk to you.
I would love to talk to you.
Okay.
As a Michigan fan.
You can call season ticket Stoney and I'll sit here. My point is, you don't get to get mad at the rest of the world who's laughing their balls off. Because again, you, who pretend to be all high and mighty, are actually, on an ethics standard, you're crack dealers. You're just scumbags. And that's great for me. Because that was my whole point all fall. Okay, you can go win your title. No one's going to respect it. You get your t-shirt. I get to laugh. We win. But I want to get to what should happen. Look, we live in a world that's not fair. It's not just. It's not about what will happen, because anything short of taking the title away wouldn't suffice for what I think most college football fans, not Michigan ones, would agree is the greatest cheating scandal in modern college football. You would have to go back to SMU having a payroll 40 years ago. And even then, it wouldn't have violated what went on between the lines. You were correct. Simply handing kids Cadillacs and cash. I've never seen anything like this. So I don't want to know, what will happen? What will happen will be, it will probably be a joke. And that's, I've resigned to that. I've never acted like, Michigan football is not going to play no more. What should happen? That's what I want to know. If you're in the Michigan side of it, you'll probably have a very different answer from people who are not.
Correct.
But I'll throw the number out. I want to hear from Stoney what should happen in a world that is fair and just.
Okay.
248-539-9797. Mr. Michael Stone.
First of all, this is very symbolic, but nothing more than that. Jim Harbaugh should not be able to walk in that stadium or in that Schembechler Hall ever again.
Oh, I like that.
That's number one. That's symbolic.
Just like the Bo statue. Very symbolic.
Well, I was for them taking that down, too. But you see what nice. Season ticket Stoney has.
Nice athletic department you got there.
Anyway, what I think should happen is I think Sherrone Moore should get suspended for, 5-6 games, whatever.
Wow. David, you taking notes on this? Wolverines are going to be eating their own over here. Go ahead.
And the Big Ten title from 2022 should be vacated, because that's where I think everything happened, was 2022. I think last year the schedule was so weak it doesn't make a difference, and then they got caught and then they went on the up and up. So I don't think 2023 should be touched.
Okay. So yours is Moore misses half the year. Harbaugh essentially is trestled. And you stripped him of a Big Ten title. What about the wins during that year? Forfeits? Hey, nothing bothers Michigan fans like their stupid little all-time wins thing.
Take that or leave it. I don't care.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah, they're the same school that counts wins against the Windsor Surgeons Club.
Well, every
bunch of doctors didn't know how to play.
So does Notre Dame. So does Ohio State. They all do. But yes.
Nothing bugs those fans more. They love that little stuff. David, what should happen to Michigan?
I would actually add on, I love everything that you said, Stoney. I would add on vacate the wins from 22.
Okay.
What about 23?
I would not do anything with 23.
Because what about 21?
No. No. Just 22, really, I think I was where everything was really rampant. I believe, with Michigan scandal. Mm. So, yes, I would take away the wins from 22.
Even though in the year 2023, we had a guy in a Halloween costume on another team's sideline.
Oh.
And he was buying tickets during the year, including the Ohio State-Penn State
game. I hear you. He bought them, but he never was able to use them because everything started coming out.
Correct.
Are you sure some of his little friends didn't use them?
I don't know anything about that. The investigation is, I don't know.
No, but that information was not used because the other teams.
They were already caught.
Although with James Franklin, he might not have changed the sides.
Honestly, you definitely didn't need to cheat to beat James Franklin.
Right, I know.
So, just run it again.
So, yes, I would add the vacated wins from 22, and I would actually suspend more for the entire season.
Okay. Let me stop you. Now, again, we're all in a good mood. I'm not going to yell. I'm back from vacation. David, if you have to suspend the coach for a whole season, just fire the guy. What are we talking about? That's like suspending a teacher for the year. Just get a new teacher.
Here's the reason why I say that.
What are we doing?
Here's the reason why I say that. It's because it's really Jim Harbaugh that deserves the penalty.
Right.
I understand Sherrone Moore and what he did in the deleting the text messages.
Yeah, but he benefited.
He Pete Carrolled this man.
Hold on. So Pablo Escobar gets the blame, but his associates don't. They're all a cartel.
He gets blamed, but not
Sherrone Moore's in the cartel.
Right.
Not the real one. I'm talking about a Wolverine one.
So in my fake world, he gets half a season, and David's, he gets a full season.
And I'm saying if you suspend a guy a full season, get a new guy.
I can see a point for that.
I understand that as well.
Again, I live under no illusion that's happening.
No.
That is, to me, look, it's a separate topic, and I know it probably won't take off today, but it is why I find this sport to be impossible to care about anymore. Look at what we're talking about. We have no governing body for NIL. We have no governing body for the portal. We had the biggest cheating scandal in the history of the sport, to where a coach was sitting in a hotel room 7 miles from the stadium, amicus briefs. You had the Big Ten have to step in. And look, my blame in all of this really isn't the NCAA. It's really Tony Petitti. Now, Michigan fans will tell you he's Satan. I'll tell you he's a spineless jellyfish. All Petitti had to do to put a stop to this once and for all and forever and make him pay the ultimate penalty, you're not eligible for the Big Ten title game. But Petitti didn't have the spine for it. See, that's where I don't blame the NCAA, because the NCAA is useless. Tony Petitti could have put a stop to it. The committee could have. But see, this is the difference. The committee is run by the networks. Like this, like I love today, because I've heard it on the air on the other shows. Oh, well, Charlie Baker said, first of all, Charlie Baker is a meat puppet. He's Roger Goodell. He's going to get up there, and he's going to take bullets for everybody, and he's going to make money. Charlie Baker could not have his playoff viewed as being complete a farce. Of course he got up there and said they did it on the square. He had to. If he got up there and went, yeah, they're cheating scumbags, but we're happy to have them. That is not what you're going to do. So look, the CFP could have easily fixed it too, but who are we kidding? They're not in this for anything other than viewership, and Lord God bless you, Wolverines. You got a lot of eyeballs. But I blame those two before I blame the NCAA. All the committee had to do is, we're not ranking them. What recourse would you have? None.
None.
We're not ranking you.
Okay.
Hey, you're fifth again. Fifth again.
Okay.
Fifth again.
He used to work here. But isn't the...
Hi, Dennis.
Yeah. If the Big Ten would have done what you suggest, but not the CFP, they still could have gone to the playoff even without playing
maybe,
the Big Ten championship.
But the Big Ten would have at least had credibility to its member institution.
Right.
The fact that they went to Michigan State and offered them the ability not to play the game, hey, the other team has your calls, that kind of tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
So in this whole world of this, I don't have any great hope for the NCAA. I love the fact that the NCAA is holding them to the best fire they can muster. It might be a Bunsen burner, but Michigan just is their own worst enemy. They refuse to just play ball.
Well, that's been, as a fan, it's been their biggest problem for decades.
Well, no, because they have useful idiots in the media. Let's face it. They have a host of useful idiots. David, not that you're one of them. I meant read the ticket text. That's different.
I'm going to read this ticket text because he's right, and he's calling Stoney and I out. He's right. I'll admit it. Kyle says, U of M fans won't vacate anything from 23 because that would take away the natty. They can't let that go. They think they didn't really cheat last year. Outside of really cheat last year, that is one of the reasons why I'm saying don't vacate the wins in 23.
Right,
because that doesn't
why,
allow you to go to the college football playoff.
And that's why I think that that's hinky. You can't just selectively, if the cheating happened in the course of the season, you give them back those wins. They're all losses. Not vacated. They're forfeits. Big difference. Why? No school's more obsessed with things no one else cares about like U of M. We are the all-time, nobody cares. You were playing football against children. You were teaching doctors how to play and keeping score without them knowing. No one cares. Sorry, Mike. It's a sticking point. I can't stop.
I know.
Do you know they're 4-0 against the Michigan School for the Deaf?
I understand.
You played kids who can't hear.
Well,
that doesn't count. They can't hear.
Hey, my deaf dog Sammy was a fan.
Sammy wouldn't get the audible. He can't hear. They're 4-0 against the Michigan School for the Deaf.
I'm sure there are other schools that have similar.
But no one touts it the way that you do.
They just count how many wins they have. It's insane.
They can't hear. Come on. I'm just saying.
That reminds me of
Red 7. They can't hear.
It reminds me of one of the stupidest things I ever thought of doing. Thankfully, we didn't do it. When I went to college, we didn't have a regular football team at American.
I've heard that.
We had a club football team.
Okay.
And we played Gallaudet, which is the famous deaf college in Washington, D.C. Me and my roommate investigated trying to get a bass drum and so because they, their snap
no.
count was on fire.
You can't, no, Michael. Mike.
Come on, man.
We didn't do it.
Please tell me you didn't do it.
We didn't do it.
Are you sure you did do it, but only today you're regretful? That's terrible.
No, I know.
That's as bad as playing a bunch of deaf kids and you keep score without them knowing like Michigan did. David?
So glad you didn't do this.
Oh, my God.
This is horrible.
Hello.
Oh, my God. What kind of person were you? That's terrible.
I was a bad person. A sick sense of humor.
Was that on one of your Coke binges, too?
No.
Stoney all coked up trying to come up with capers to beat Gallaudet on homecoming?
No. What if we...
Jesus, Mike. Go ahead.
Jeff on the roof says, I say vacate every win during the time Stallions was on payroll done, and I'm a Michigan fan.
Okay.
Should happen absolute full transparency and admission of guilt, asterisk formally attached to the NIL cap for the university.
See, this is the thing, too, and I will say this. Scholarships play no role anymore. So if you call up with a scholarship penalty, it doesn't matter. You're just going to bide a kid, and he's a walk-on who makes $100,000 a month. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls, get some ticket texts as well. 97.1. All right, Doug, thank you for that. Let's get to the people. We're asking the question. The draft of the notice of allegations is out. I mean, it basically confirms everything I was saying all fall. And it's like, all right, I don't live with delusion. I don't believe the NCAA is going to go nearly as far as I would want them to. So I'm not upset about it because... there are things in this world that are much more upsetting, like, oh, I don't know, Paul Pelosi's stock portfolio. Like, that's upsetting. There's a difference.
It's not worth much today.
Oh, bull. I guarantee he shorted the market today. I guarantee it. It's just a coincidence. So my point is, what should happen and what will happen are two different things. The should is Sharon Moore shouldn't lead this program. That if you value the credibility of your school and you do value the alleged leaders and best mentality, how could a guy who's a known associate of Connor Stallions and a known part of this, how could you, and don't give me this, well, how do you prove it's not a court of law? Common sense prevails. If it looks like a duck and walks like a duck, it is in fact a duck. Sharon Moore benefited by the cheating, period. He shouldn't be there. That's the what should happen. The other things that should happen, I've left to season ticket Stoney and to David. Look, for me, I got what I wanted. No one I know that isn't a Michigan fan has any respect for your title. And you don't need to care about that. I'm not asking you to.
No.
You can live in your world, I'll live in mine. That's where we've arrived at, by the way. It's politics. College football's politics.
Absolutely.
I can say with a straight face, Michigan was a good enough football team. They never needed to do this nonsense. But so was Barry Bonds. and you both cheated. It is what it is. I'd love to see wins forfeited, not vacated. No, I don't believe you deserved to play in the Big Ten title game last year, but I never had an illusion they'd take you out of it. Why? Rico's friends at the network. This is why, for me, it's a totally different thing. I can't love this sport anymore. The sport itself is so irreparably broken. It is bereft of any integrity. Not that college football ever had a whole lot of it. But there was at least a backstop, Mike. There was, hey, we may dead cat bounce, but at least we're not going all the way to the bottom of the river. It's a total laugh factory. So for me, whatever. I just feel like everyone knows what you did. What will the NCAA do? I don't know. I mean, look, they hit Kentucky pretty good for things way less than this. Do you view that as a salvo? Do you view the NCAA as saying, look, you might laugh in our face. We don't care. We just got them, and you did way more. And if Michigan chooses to fight, here's the problem. A, you're never going to go legal, because then you go to discovery, and you're dead. You're dead.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why everybody wants to turn his phone over. So if you fight it, it also becomes more idiots like us talking about it, more articles, more slander, more nonsense. So we're asking, if you could end the entire thing right now, what would you do? What should happen here?
And if you're a Michigan fan, what do you want to happen?
Well, they just want to believe.
No, I understand. But
they believe in the tooth fairy.
You understand that something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Realistically, what do you think should happen? In other words, take off your maize and blue glasses. I have. Okay. And if this was Scarlet and Greytown, what you would want to happen to them?
They'd want They'd want Ryan Day fired. Show causes across the board. Staff cleaned out. They'd want no TV revenue. They'd want a bowl ban. That's not hyperbole.
No.
That's not me being provocative.
No, I know.
That's exactly what they would want if this was OSU. Now, if it's MSU, might be a little less because we're essentially a homeless person without pants. You can't be mean to that person. They don't have pants. They have nowhere to sleep. We're terrible.
But you have Johnny Spirit. Come on.
I hate his guts. I just...
My favorite Johnny Spirit is him at the Sun Bowl when they showed him like...
Wait, when we lost to Chad Hutchinson 38-0?
They showed a shot, like a cutaway shot of him on a bicycling up in like the mountains of El Paso.
And we were down 38-0 to Stanford.
I don't remember exactly.
That was the Chad. David, pull it up. That was like the 96 Sun Bowl.
Yeah,
pull that
like
up.
That.
That ruined Christmas back in New York. I think it was Chad Hutchinson who ended up going to the Cowboys. Nick Saban took us down there, and we were down like 30-0 in a heartbeat.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the final was 38-0. So
disappointing Christmas for the win.
Tyrone Willingham, the head coach of Stanford.
When you cared about Michigan State.
I did. I really did care. And, you know, like, look, and some of this is, well, most of it's lost. Look, I know that bowls never, quote, meant a lot. But it was cool that there was a bowl pecking order. And that if you were better, you got to go to a better game.
Yes.
And play a better team and go to most likely a better location.
And chances are it would help recruiting when that was a thing.
Right. Versus handing out bags of whatever. Look, the whole thing's a folly. But I want to hear from the people. What do you think should happen to Michigan? Or do you still want to let it play out? David wants this thing done. I know for me as a radio host, it's bittersweet. It's radio gold anytime this crap comes out because it's so ridiculous that, like, it's a gift. Mm-hmm. But am I tired of it? Of course I'm tired of it because I know they're never going to get their true comeuppance. Never. It's not going to happen. They're too important to the networks. I could say that with a straight face. I don't endorse it. I don't agree with it. But I do live in reality. 248-539-9797. Your phone calls. Next, and another embarrassing Stony story from college, 97.1. All right, we'll knock out a few phone calls. We'll get to a football today. We do have a note on the Tigers. There was an interesting occurrence at Jim Leland night. A rather surprising omission. We'll talk about it. Let's go to True 97.1. True, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, man?
How are you?
Let me say this. I'm good. Yo, all y'all sound like a bunch of Care Bears, man. And Beliti, you sound like the biggest crybaby.
Okay, then.
I'm going to ask you a simple question.
Sure.
You talk about SMU. Now, would you rather have the ability to advance, scout a team in person, or would you rather have Cam Newton?
Would I rather have the ability to advance, scout a team in person, or have Cam Newton? How is that the same thing, just so we're clear?
No. How is that the same thing?
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand your question. Like, you can be mad at me all you want. I'm trying to answer it and be nice about it.
Let me finish. Let me finish talking.
I am. We're here.
I'm talking about paying players, right?
Okay.
I'm talking about paying players. You said SMU, they had a payroll. You call this advanced scouting the biggest scandal in college football.
Since then, it is.
He said it's the biggest cheating scandal.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. So why are you so mad?
Seriously.
Let me finish talking. So you need to tell me what the SEC been doing for the last 20 years, paying players? I mean, we all know they get bags. We all know that. But we want to act like we don't. Okay, whatever.
No, I agree they get bags. But I also am under no illusion that Rashawn Gary was here for free. Are you?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that. But
he allegedly turned down $300,000 because he really wanted to be an engineer quite badly here. I just choose not to believe that.
I don't know. But what I'm saying is this is nowhere near as awful as you try to make it out to be.
Well, true. Let me ask you a question. Okay, now I'm a Michigan fan. What is worse, paying players when you couldn't pay players or knowing the other team's plays that help you win games? In other words, one is cheating. Hold on. One is cheating off the field. One is cheating on the field.
Okay, you're cheating off the field to have on the field results. What are we talking about here?
Okay, so they're pretty equal then in your mind then, right?
No. I believe having a player is greater than having someone sign. You kidding me? Give me a Cam Newton before I can have. I'll take a Cam Newton all day. I'll take a Reggie Bush all day before I take someone.
That's fine. True. Listen, the difference is I'm not trying to convince you otherwise. You can call me whatever names you want. I get paid either way. True, just tell me what the hell you want to happen. Tell me what should happen. And it's fine if you don't think it's much. Just tell me what should happen.
Look. Harbaugh served a 3-game suspension already last year, okay?
Two of them.
We don't even know all the facts to this case. Everything is not out. But right now, based on this draft that's not even a final draft yet, I mean, anything more than a fine and a suspension, Sharon Moore, I mean, I think Michigan should fight it.
Okay. I don't see how you come up with that, but that's okay. Like I said, True, I'm a Michigan fan.
Yeah,
I just look and you see the guy on the sidelines, and it's funny that he had a disguise like Bobby Valentine.
That was my whole point. And again, I'm not going to – if you believe they didn't do nothing wrong, I'm not going to change your mind.
Right.
True's in a different universe than me.
Right.
The whole point would be if this took place at Ohio State and you had somebody on your sideline, you just wouldn't have the same response. So, you call me whatever your name's wrong, I don't care. But I'm not interested in it, True. I said it's the biggest college football scandal since what SMU did.
Correct.
And frankly, I don't get offended by people paying players because I do think that's going on for decades. And no, I don't think you're clean. No, I don't think my school's clean. The difference is that's a victimless crime. This is different. Now, the whole would you rather have the player or the plays? It's kind of a trick question because you need them both for it to truly work. You had good players. Now, again, you want to play this game? What did J.J. McCarthy look like once Stallions wasn't there? You can make an absolute correlate. You can see the numbers go down to the point where he couldn't throw the football.
Except when he had to.
On a deflection.
No, 2-4 Alabama.
Not
against Alabama. Maybe against Washington.
That deflection.
That was one, but there was another where he threw the ball pretty damn good.
Oh, that one throw.
No,
you're right.
He was pretty good.
You're right. All right, we will get
to that. That made him a top 10 pick, man.
Who can't beat out Sam Darnold because he doesn't know the place.
Well, nobody thought he was going to start his first year anyway.
Did somebody tell me what the hell's going on out here? Where are the dance moves? I don't know what they're running.
I disagree with that, but that's okay.
I know, Mike, the difference is True's all pissed.
Right.
I can have fun with this now. In the fall, no, I was angry.
I know.
Because it was so in your face. It was so ridiculous. And it was people I work with who were openly denying reality. That I can't do. But in the post-haste, it's like, I got what I wanted out of this. You cheated. End. Stop.
Right. Even True didn't say he did. They didn't cheat. He was just trying to basically put up a Venn diagram to figure out which cheating was worse.
Right. And the whole deal is, no, I don't think it's being a crybaby when you enjoy your rival burn. I bet that's called sports. Like, I'm sorry, do you not enjoy watching Ohio State suffer if you're a Michigan fan?
Oh, yes.
Do you not enjoy Mel Tucker hotel jokes? You're welcome to. I'm not upset about it.
Let me tell you, the same weekend when Ohio State and Dallas loses, it's the greatest weekend God ever created.
It sure is.
It's amazing. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen enough.
All right.
Buckeye bastards.
All right, good. David, a few ticket texts, if you'd be so kind.
Fighting it will lead to discovery. You're right, Mike, and it'll discover that it was counter, that's a correction, Stallions, and he had no part in the Michigan program.
Okay, but we've already established
what are you talking about?
You don't need to yell. He was stealing hard drives that at least 5 staffers were accessing. Stop. You don't get to say that anymore. The lone wolf thing.
Well, let's be fair. He didn't steal hard drives. He created the hard drives.
And took them. The whole point I'm making is that is the laziest way to approach this.
Yes.
You can want that to be true. It's not. If Connor Stallions, if no one knew who this cat was and he had no value, would your coaches be removing their headsets to talk to him in game?
There's video of this. Normal network video.
Come on now. Just please, we got to leave that at the train station.
Real Michigan fans would never agree to vacating anything. I wouldn't listen to anything David and Stoney has to say on that.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. That's fine.
I don't know how that doesn't make you a real fan.
That's okay.
Coach Moore's guilty. Why delete the text? Suspend him or fire him.
That's the whole point in this, is that the more you fight it, the more it drags on. If you just want to get it over with. Well, here's the other thing. And I know we're up against it. How the hell does Ward Manuel have a job?
Come on, he's athletic director of the year.
Stop with the jokes. I'm being serious. Your basketball program's in tatters. The Mel Pearson scandal. This scandal. The recruiting scandal. How about the rent-a-car with Jeff Jackson? Like, how many do you get before you go?
They make a lot of money.
They could have a Muppet Baby run that department. They'll make money. My God, all of Down River's buying hats. 248-539.
I can have the guy who does the skippity toilet thing that my kids are into. It's unbelievable.
What?
I'll show you. Ask people what skippity toilet is. Okay. I found that out this
week. Okay.
Weekend.
Probably don't want to do that.
248-539-9797. Still a little football today, later in the program. We're doing it right now? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for college football today.
So I love this here because we are in a new era for college football here where the 12-team playoff begins this season. So what we're going to do here is ESPN put together a list of tiers of teams regarding disappointments from last era of the college football playoff. Just different things here.
Okay.
So we're going to go to the tier of the could have done more which is these are the no shows. Okay.
Wait a minute. What do you mean no shows?
For what? For what era?
These are the from the last era of college football before the 12 team playoff.
All right. So okay. I'll tell you. All right. Can I offer something?
Sure.
I'll tell you a team who underachieved. Ohio State.
That is actually on here. They are on the tier of should have done more.
Absolutely should have.
Yes.
They get the best talent. They play in an ass conference, and they just didn't do enough.
Same thing with Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's not on this list here of should have done more. But they probably should have definitely done more here.
Okay, now I'll let you get to doing your business. I had to say OSU.
Yeah.
So let's go through the on-notice tier.
Okay.
Tennessee.
Oh, yes. I mean.
They're a program that absolutely needs to do more, and they are on notice.
I have no argument for it. I mean.
They're in a tough spot.
Yeah,
but now they're recruiting really, really well.
Right, cry me a river. At a certain point, you got to step up. You've been in the S. Now, I know there's no divisions anymore. They were in the East for a long time before Georgia turned into Leviathan.
Exactly.
And it's Stugatz. You got to go all the way back to Philip Fulmer. I'm with you. They are a titanic underachiever. They cheat a ton, so Michigan fans ought to love them. I'll agree with you.
And they fight over attendance with people, too.
Oh, please, with the attendance stuff.
they're actually getting rid of a lot of seats as well, them and Florida State this year.
Because they can't sell them.
Yeah. The second team on this list of on notice, if you notice, there will be a theme here. It will be Auburn. So both Auburn and Tennessee won national titles before, but they have not done anything since.
Asterix, you're right. And Auburn is a program. Look, Alabama's right down the street. All of Alabama's the sticks, but Auburn really is the sticks.
Right, and Auburn's in between Tuscaloosa and Athens,
correct,
too.
It's a really tough gig.
But they got the guy who could do it.
I think they do. From a hospital bed, no less.
Yeah, I know.
Hugh Freeze. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Hugh Freeze, press box, hospital bed, calling place. It really happened. Go ahead, David.
So there's one other team. We talked about Ohio State of should have done more.
Yes.
Did you guess the program that also should have done more?
Yeah, I'll give you one. What about LSU?
They are not the team.
Okay.
How about my father's alma mater, the Pennsylvania State University?
We will get to them. They are not on this tier.
Brother, you got to get there to do more.
Well, that's a hint of what we'll get to.
Okay.
It is Florida State.
Really?
Yes. They should have done more. Of course, we know they won the conference's 2013 national title. But then they lost their coach, and they haven't done anything.
Yeah, and look, I understood why they didn't make it last year, right? If they make it last year and Travis is healthy. All right, we'll knock out a few phone calls. We'll get to a football today. We do have a note on the Tigers. There was an interesting occurrence at Jim Leland night. A rather surprising omission. We'll talk about it. Let's go to True 97.1. True, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, man?
How are you?
Let me say this. I'm good. Yo, all y'all sound like a bunch of Care Bears, man. And Veliti, you sound like the biggest crybaby.
Okay, then.
I'm going to ask you a simple question.
Sure.
You talk about SMU. Now, would you rather have the ability to advance, scout a team in person, or would you rather have Cam Newton?
Would I rather have the ability to advance scout a team in person or have Cam Newton? How is that the same thing? Just so we're clear.
No. How is that the same thing?
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand your question.
You can be mad at me all you want.
I'm trying to answer it and be nice about it.
Let me finish talking.
We're here.
I'm talking about paying players, right?
Okay.
I'm talking about paying players. You said SMU, they had a payroll. You call this advanced scouting the biggest scandal in college football.
Since then, it is.
He said it's the biggest cheating scandal.
Wait, hold on, wait a minute. So why are you so mad?
Seriously.
Hold on, let me finish talking. So you mean to tell me what the SEC been doing for the last 20 years, paying players? I mean, we all know they give bags. We all know that, but we want to act like we don't. Okay, whatever.
No, I agree they get bags. But I also am under no illusion that Rashawn Gary was here for free. Are you?
I don't know.
I haven't heard anything about that. But
He allegedly turned down $300,000 because he really wanted to be an engineer quite badly here. I just choose not to believe that.
I don't know, but what I'm saying is nowhere near as awful as you try to make it out to be.
Well, true. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Okay, now I'm a Michigan fan. What is worse, paying players when you couldn't pay players, or knowing the other team's plays that help you win games? In other words, one is cheating. Hold on. One is cheating off the field. One is cheating on the field.
But, you're cheating off the field to have on-the-field results. What are we talking about here?
Okay, so they're pretty equal then in your mind then, right?
No. I believe having a player is greater than having someone signed. You kidding me? Give me a Cam Newton before I can have – I'll take a Cam Newton all day. I'll take a Reggie Bush all day before I take someone
That's
signed.
Fine. True, listen, the difference is I'm not trying to convince you otherwise. You can call me whatever names you want. I get paid either way. True, just tell me what the hell you want to happen. Tell me what should happen. And it's fine if you don't think it's much. Just tell me what should happen.
Look. Harbaugh served a 3-game suspension already last year, okay?
Two of them.
We don't even know all the facts to this case. Everything is not out. But right now, based on this draft that's not even a final draft yet, I mean, anything more than a fine and a suspension, Sharon Moore, I mean, I think Michigan should fight it.
Okay. I don't see how you come up with that, but that's okay. Like I said, True, I'm a Michigan fan.
Yeah,
I just look and you see the guy on the sidelines, and it's funny that he had a disguise like Bobby Valentine.
That was my whole point. And again, I'm not going to – if you believe they didn't do nothing wrong, I'm not going to change your mind.
Right.
True's in a different universe than me.
Right.
The whole point would be if this took place at Ohio State and you had somebody on your sideline, you just wouldn't have the same response. So, you call me whatever name you want. I don't care. But I'm not interested in it, True. I said it's the biggest college football scandal since – what SMU did.
Correct.
And frankly, I don't get offended by people paying players because I do think that's going on for decades. And no, I don't think you're clean. No, I don't think my school's clean. The difference is that's a victimless crime. This is different. Now, the whole would you rather have the player or the plays? It's kind of a trick question because you need them both for it to truly work. You had good players. Now, again, you want to play this game? What did J.J. McCarthy look like once Stallions wasn't there? You can make an absolute correlate. You can see the numbers go down to the point where he couldn't throw the football.
Except when he had to.
On a deflection.
No, to Alabama game.
Come on.
Not against Alabama. Maybe against Washington.
Deflection.
That was one, but there was another where he threw the ball pretty damn good.
Oh, that one throw.
No,
you're right.
He was pretty good.
You're right. All right, we will get
to that. That made him a top 10 pick, man.
Who can't beat out Sam Darnold because he doesn't know the plays.
Well, nobody thought he was going to start his first year anyway.
Did somebody tell me what the hell's going on out here? Where are the dance moves? I don't know what they're running.
I disagree with that, but that's okay.
I know. Mike, the difference is True's all pissed.
Right.
I can have fun with this now. In the fall, no, I was angry.
I know.
Because it was so in your face. It was so ridiculous. And it was people I work with who were openly denying reality. That I can't do. But in the post-haste, it's like, I got what I wanted out of this. You cheated. End. Stop.
Right. Even True didn't say that he did. They didn't cheat. He was just trying to basically put up a Venn diagram to figure out which cheating was worse.
Right. And the whole deal is, no, I don't think it's being a crybaby when you enjoy your rival burn. That's called sports. Like, I'm sorry, do you not enjoy watching Ohio State suffer if you're a Michigan fan?
Oh, yes.
Do you not enjoy Mel Tucker hotel jokes? You're welcome to. I'm not upset about it.
Let me tell you, the same weekend when Ohio State and Dallas loses, it's the greatest weekend God ever created.
It sure is.
It's amazing. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen enough.
All right.
Buckeye bastards.
All right, good. David, a few ticket texts, if you'd be so kind.
Fighting it will lead to discovery. You're right, Mike, and it'll discover that it was counter, that's a correction, Stallions, and he had no part in the Michigan program.
Okay, but we've already established
what are you talking about?
You don't need to yell. He was stealing hard drives that at least five staffers were accessing. Stop. You don't get to say that anymore. The lone wolf thing.
Well, let's be fair. He didn't steal hard drives. He created the hard drives.
And took them. The whole point I'm making is that is the laziest way to approach this.
Yes.
You can want that to be true. It's not. If Connor Stallions, if no one knew who this cat was and he had no value, would your coaches be removing their headsets to talk to him in game?
There's video of this. Normal network video.
Come on now. Just please, we got to leave that at the train station.
Real Michigan fans would never agree to vacating anything. I wouldn't listen to anything David and Stoney has to say on that.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. That's fine.
I don't know how that doesn't make you a real fan.
That's okay.
Coach Moore's guilty. Why delete the text? Suspend him or fire him?
That's the whole point in this, is that the more you fight it, the more it drags on. If you just want to get it over with. Here's the other thing. And I know we're up against it. How the hell does Ward Manuel have a job?
Come on, he's Athletic Director of the Year.
Stop with the jokes. I'm being serious. Your basketball program's in tatters. The Mel Pearson scandal. This scandal. The recruiting scandal. How about the rent-a-car with Jeff Jackson? Like, how many do you get before you go?
They make a lot of money.
They could have a Muppet Baby run that department. They'll make money. My God, all of Downriver's buying hats. 248-539.
I can have the guy who does the skippity toilet thing that my kids are into. It's unbelievable.
What? I'll
show you. Ask people what skibbity toilet is. Okay. I found that out this
week. Okay. Probably don't want to do that.
248-539-9797. Still a little football today, later in the program. We're doing it right now? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for college football today.
So I love this here because we are in a new era for college football here where the 12-team playoff begins this season. So what we're going to do here is ESPN put together a list of tiers of teams regarding disappointments from last era of the college football playoff. Just different things here.
Okay.
So we're going to go to the tier of the could have done more, which is these are the no-shows, okay?
Wait a minute. What do you mean no-shows?
For what era?
These are from the last era of college football, before the 12-team playoff.
All right, so okay. I'll tell you, or can I offer something?
Sure.
I'll tell you a team who underachieved. Ohio State.
That is actually on here. They are on the tier of should have done more.
Absolutely should have.
Yes.
They get the best talent, they play in an ass conference, and they just didn't do enough.
Yes.
Same thing with Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's not on this list here of should have done more. But they probably should have definitely done more here.
Okay, now I'll let you get to doing your business. I had to say OSU.
Yeah.
So let's go through the on-notice tier.
Okay.
Tennessee.
Oh, yes. I mean.
They're a program that absolutely needs to do more, and they are on notice.
I have no argument for it. I mean,
they're in a tough spot.
Yeah,
but now they're recruiting really, really well.
Right, cry me a river. At a certain point, you got to step up. You've been in the S. Now, I know there's no divisions anymore. They were in the East for a long time before Georgia turned into Leviathan.
Exactly.
And it's Stugatz. You got to go all the way back to Philip Fulmer. I'm with you. They are a titanic underachiever. They cheat a ton, so Michigan fans ought to love them. Yeah, I'll agree with you.
And they fight over attendance with people, too.
Oh, please, with the attendance stuff.
they're actually getting rid of a lot of seats as well, them and Florida State this year.
Because they can't sell them.
Yeah. The second team on this list of on notice, if you notice there will be a theme here, it will be Auburn. So both Auburn and Tennessee won national titles before, but they have not done anything since.
Asterix. You're right. and Auburn is a program. Look, Alabama's right down the street. All of Alabama's the sticks, but Auburn really is the sticks.
Right, and Auburn's in between Tuscaloosa and Athens,
correct,
too.
So it's a really tough gig.
But they got the guy who could do it.
I think they do. From a hospital bed, no
yeah,
less.
Yeah, I know.
Hugh Freeze. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Hugh Freeze, press box, hospital bed, calling place. It really happened. Go ahead, David.
So there's one other team. We talked about Ohio State of should have done more.
Yes.
Did you guess the program that also should have done more?
Yeah, I'll give you one. What about LSU?
They are not the team.
Okay.
How about my father's alma mater, the Pennsylvania State University?
We will get to them. They are not on this tier.
Brother, you got to get there to do more.
Well, that's a hint of what we'll get to.
Okay.
It is Florida State.
Really?
Yes. They should have done more. Of course, we know they won the conference's 2013 national title, but then they lost their coach, and they haven't done anything.
Yeah, and look, I understood why they didn't make it last year, right? If they make it last year and Travis is healthy, you know, do they end up getting this done? We'll never know. But other than that, like, I don't have a leg to stand on. They were downright bad for several years. So, yes, David, that I agree with that. The only reason I said LSU, even though they got it done, it should be more. You do not have to leave a two-hour radius of your home state to recruit a starting 22 that will all be drafted. LSU should be in the playoff every single year. LSU should be doing what Alabama has done.
We'll find out if Brian Kelly is actually worth it.
My family.
So I'll go through this tier real fast because it's real simple. It's the financially challenged tier. So you have Colorado, Georgia Tech, and California. Basically, they're never going to do anything because they're financially challenged.
Wait, hold on. No. First of all, California doesn't care about sports.
Right.
Cal Berkeley has people protesting like greenhouse effect in pine trees.
Right.
So that forget them. Georgia Tech is a nerd factory. You actually have to be smart to go there. Not like Michigan where you just need a 2.0. Third, Colorado's not going to go anywhere for two reasons. A, don't prioritize sports, poverty school, and Dion might run this thing into the ground.
Yes.
There's a lot going on if you haven't been paying attention.
Lawyers, guns, and money.
Sounds like Paul's school, Miami.
And then they have
Uncle Luke?
They have a basketball or bust here, basically saying all you do is basketball.
Oh, great. Here comes the state slam.
UCLA, North Carolina, Maryland, Arizona, and Indiana. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Football is just
nothing.
Yeah,
I gotta be honest with you. I kind of want to put North Carolina on that list.
No, he had
North Carolina is on that list.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah. You know, I just, they should be better, and they're not. Yeah, I'm okay with that. And frankly, if Florida doesn't get, Florida's going to be bad again this fall because their schedule's brutal. They're going to fire another coach. I'd fire Billy Napier for the haircut alone. Florida might be close to getting there.
Well, let's get to them here because you talked about Penn State. They're in the same. Penn State and Florida are in the same tier. This is the final tier. These are the CFP no-shows. People in programs that have never made the playoff. Penn State is in there. Florida's in there. USC is in there.
Texas in there?
Miami is in there. Oh, Texas A&M.
Oh, Texas just made it.
Yes, so Texas just made it, so they're not there. So there are your teams that have never made it that are CFP no-shows. You agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I look, it's part of the reason I love the four-team playoff because you need to be great to get in. You need to be flawless. Now, there's no standards. I mean, this is like a dress code. There's no standards anymore. Forget about jacket required. It's just, do you have pants on? You know, are your balls hanging out? Like, that's what the new playoff is. You're going to be able to lose three games and still get in.
Absolutely.
And I don't like that.
It's going to be worse, too. It's going to go up to 14, you know.
Oh, even better. Make it 16. How about 32? If you just go 6-6, you get a participation award.
That's the one thing you and Wojo really agree about. He only wanted to play. He didn't even want the playoff to begin with.
I just like that college football demanded not goodness, they demanded greatness.
And it was different than every other freaking sport.
Yes, and the last month of the season was your playoff. What about the Matt Davison kickball at Mizzou?
That's right.
It mattered.
Absolutely.
Now it's farcical. You're going to have people sitting out conference title games. Mark my words. Yeah.
Well, that was the old era of the college football playoff. The new era, now everyone will get in the college football playoff.
Like, even if your kid is stupid, they don't keep him behind. Everyone,
move him along.
Move him along. Participation award.
Well, then Penn State will get their participation award probably this season. That is your college football blitz.
248-539-9797. Still a little football today later in the program. We're doing it right now? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for college football today.
So I love this here because we are in a new era for college football here where the 12-team playoff begins this season. So what we're going to do here is ESPN put together a list of tiers of teams regarding disappointments from last era of the college football playoff. Just different things here.
Okay.
So we're going to go to the tier of the could have done more, which is these are the no-shows, okay?
Wait a minute. What do you mean no-shows?
For what? For what era?
These are from the last era of college football, before the 12-team playoff.
All right, so I'll tell you. All right, can I offer something?
Sure.
I'll tell you a team who underachieved. Ohio State.
That is actually on here. They are on the tier of should have done more.
Absolutely should have.
Yes.
They get the best talent. They play in an ass conference, and they just didn't do enough.
Same thing with Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's not on this list here of should have done more. But they probably should have definitely done more here.
Okay, now I'll let you get to doing your business. I had to say OSU.
Yeah.
So let's go through the on notice tier.
Okay.
Tennessee.
Oh, yes. I mean,
they're a program that absolutely needs to do more, and they are on notice.
I have no argument for it. I mean,
they're in a tough spot.
Yeah,
but now they're recruiting really, really well.
Right, cry me a river. At a certain point, you got to step up. You've been in the S. Now, I know there's no divisions anymore. They were in the East for a long time before Georgia turned into Leviathan.
Exactly.
And it's Stugatz. You got to go all the way back to Philip Fulmer. I'm with you. They are a titanic underachiever. They cheat a ton, so Michigan fans ought to love them. I'll agree with you.
And they fight over attendance with people, too.
Oh, please, with the attendance stuff.
they're actually getting rid of a lot of seats as well, them and Florida State this year.
Because they can't sell them.
Yeah. The second team on this list of on notice, if you notice, there will be a theme here. It will be Auburn. So both Auburn and Tennessee won national titles before, but they have not done anything since.
Asterix, you're right. And Auburn is a program. Look, Alabama's right down the street. All of Alabama's the sticks, but Auburn really is the sticks.
Right, and Auburn's in between Tuscaloosa and Athens,
correct,
too.
Correct. So. It's a really tough gig.
But they got the guy who could do it.
I think they do. From a hospital bed, no less.
Yeah, I know.
Hugh Freeze. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Hugh Freeze, press box, hospital bed, calling place. It really happened. Go ahead, David.
So there's one other team. We talked about Ohio State of should have done more.
Yes.
Did you guess the program that also should have done more?
Yeah, I'll give you one. What about LSU?
They are not the team.
Okay.
How about my father's alma mater, the Pennsylvania State University?
We will get to them. They are not on this tier.
Brother, you got to get there to do more.
Well, that's a hint of what we'll get to.
Okay.
It is Florida State.
Really?
Yes. They should have done more. Of course, we know they won the conference's 2013 national title. But then they lost their coach, and they haven't done anything.
Yeah, and look, I understood why they didn't make it last year, right? If they make it last year and Travis is healthy, you know, do they end up getting this done? We'll never know. But other than that, like, I don't have a leg to stand on. They were downright bad for several years. So, yes, David, that I agree with that. The only reason I said LSU, even though they got it done, it should be more. You do not have to leave a two-hour radius of your home state to recruit a starting 22 that will all be drafted. LSU should be in the playoff every single year. LSU should be doing what Alabama has done.
We'll find out if Brian Kelly is actually worth it.
My family.
So I'll go through this tier real fast because it's real simple. It's a financially challenged tier. So you have Colorado, Georgia Tech, in California. Basically, they're never going to do anything because they're financially challenged.
Wait, hold on. No. First of all, California doesn't care about sports.
Right.
Cal Berkeley has people protesting like greenhouse effect in pine trees.
Right.
So that, forget them. Georgia Tech is a nerd factory. You actually have to be smart to go there. Not like Michigan, where you just need a 2.0. Third, Colorado's not going to go anywhere for two reasons. A, don't prioritize sports, poverty school, and Dion might run this thing into the ground.
Yes.
There's a lot going on if you haven't been paying attention.
Lawyers, guns, and money.
Sounds like Paul's school, Miami.
And then they have
Where's Uncle Luke?
They have a basketball or bust here, basically saying all you do is basketball.
Oh, great. Here comes the state slam.
UCLA, North Carolina, Maryland, Arizona, and Indiana. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Football is just nothing.
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you. I kind of want to put North Carolina on that list.
No, he had
North Carolina is on that list.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah. You know, I just, they should be better, and they're not. Yeah, I'm okay with that. And frankly, if Florida doesn't get, Florida's going to be bad again this fall because their schedule's brutal. They're going to fire another coach. I'd fire Billy Napier for the haircut alone. Florida might be close to getting there.
Well, let's get to them here because you talked about Penn State. They're in the same. Penn State and Florida are in the same tier. This is the final tier. These are the CFP no-shows. People in programs that have never made the playoff. Penn State is in there. Florida's in there. USC is in there.
Texas in there?
Miami is in there. Texas A&M.
Oh, Texas just made it.
Yes, so Texas just made it, so they're not there. So there are your teams that have never made it that are CFP no-shows. You agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I look, it's part of the reason I love the four-team playoff because you need to be great to get in. You need to be flawless. Now, there's no standards. I mean, this is like a dress code. There's no standards anymore. Forget about jacket required. It's just, do you have pants on? You know, are your balls hanging out? Like, that's what the new playoff is. You're going to be able to lose three games and still get in.
Absolutely.
And I don't like that.
It's going to be worse, too. It's going to go up to 14, you know.
Oh, even better. Make it 16. How about 32? If you just go 6-6, you get a participation
award. That's the one thing you and Wojo really agree about. He only wanted to play. He didn't even want the playoff to begin with.
I just like that college football demanded not goodness, they demanded greatness.
And it was different than every other freaking sport.
Yes, and the last month of the season was your playoff. What about the Matt Davison kickball at Mizzou?
That's right.
It mattered.
Absolutely.
Now it's farcical. You're going to have people sitting out conference title games. Mark my words. Yeah.
Well, that was the old era of the college football playoff. The new era, now everyone will get in the college football playoff.
Hey, like, even if your kid is stupid, they don't keep him behind.
Everyone, move him along.
Move him along. Participation award.
And well, then Penn State will get their participation award probably this season. That is your college football blitz.